Moncrief on News Talk.
Here's the latest internet makey-uppy term, friendflation. The idea that it's just too expensive to keep meeting friends, so you decline invitations or dump some people altogether. They're just not worth the money. News Talk's Are You Paying for Dinner correspondent Henry McKean has been out talking to friendless broke people. Good afternoon, Henry.
Good afternoon. And if you want, I will pay for your dinner. Where
Thank
do you want
you.
To go? What sort of food do you want?
Michelin star food, actually. It's
Okay.
Yeah.
But you'd be hungry at the end of that. You'd have to fill up on bread.
Well, I'll just have more than one course.
You'll have the tasting menu. But yeah, you're right. Another new word, friendflation. And it is pushing people to perhaps having less friends. We know the high cost of bills, grocery prices also doubling. And, you know, people are feeling underpaid. And then some of us are even having to get like side hustles, to use that American phrase, like another job or something like that. And yeah, they're calling it friendflation. And it's not just the young people. It's everyone, including the boomers, which are basically people near retirement
age. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. They're struggling too to keep up with friends. I met these older people and I asked, when did you last go out with your friends?
Oh, Christmas probably.
Christmas?
Yeah.
And we're now September 1st.
Yeah.
That long?
Not even for my birthday, because it just, you know, it's not right.
So you didn't even go out for your birthday?
No.
And is that because of inflation?
Yeah, I'm on spring people, yeah.
And they're just too expensive?
Yeah, and I'm only on social welfare, so, you know, it's hard.
So friendflation, they're calling it. For you, do you still get to hang out with your friends socially, or is it just too expensive?
Sometimes.
And what do you do?
I cook.
Oh, you invite them over?
Yeah, it's easier.
And much better value.
Yeah, exactly.
Like perhaps a quarter of the price.
Yeah, easily.
It's too dear to do anything in Ireland now.
Just too dear?
Way too dear.
And when was the last time you saw a friend, you know, out socially?
We don't. We text one another on WhatsApp because it's free.
So you would text on WhatsApp?
Yeah.
And that's your socialisation these days?
Yeah, because we can't afford it. The cost of living is disgraceful.
Well, the inflation is theft.
You think it's theft?
It's theft of your money. And Ronald Reagan said years ago, inflation is no such thing. It's not the people living too good. It's the government are living too good off our money. So when they used to keep increasing everything, we're the ones that have to pay. They'll never pay.
Do you get to see your friends much? Do you get out much?
I do.
How do you pay for it?
Well, same as anybody else. So I walk hard.
Just go into your pocket. Have to.
Have to go into my pocket, yeah. And price for pints getting there and there.
Your local, how much is a pint?
My local is, it's a club, so you
so
get
it's
a reasonably. It's not subsidised. It's just slightly because the overheads aren't as much. So it'd be about 50, 60 cents cheaper than pub. But I don't go to mainstream pubs because of the cost. I'd rather just go to clubs.
You just go to clubs. Okay. That man said something about Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, he was talking about Ronald Reagan and in a radio address in 1978, the year I was born, Ronald Reagan actually said inflation is as violent as a mugger, as frightening as an armed robber, and as deadly as a hitman. Which I thought was,
he never understated things, did he?
He was a very interesting, exciting president, I suppose, formerly movie star. And I know that man said that inflation is theft, and that's what Ronald Reagan said, but he didn't actually use the word theft, but he kind of did. And, you know, he talked about governments overspending, and it steals from people's savings and their purchasing power. And here we are, 78 was what, 46, 47 years ago?
Mm.
And he's correct. That's exactly what's going on right now. I got to meet Gen Z sisters. So Gen Zs, if I have it written down here, Gen Zs are actually born between 1997 and 2012. They were buying apple juice and donuts in Omni Park Shopping Centre in the heart of the North Side in Santry. And I asked how they felt about friendflation.
Yeah, because we live together, we're sisters. So, you know, I can't meet my friends all the time. We do live far from each other. So to meet up with my friends, it'd be once a month, if even. Because we're all working, like we have no money.
So you're working and you still have no money?
Yeah, we're all working. Our money's going towards like for college, our car insurance, all that type of stuff.
How do you afford car insurance being young, a Gen Z?
Like, the cheapest for us young people would probably be like about €2,000. That would be cheap for young people. So you'd have to pay it off monthly. Yeah.
And you work, what do you work as?
I'm a student nurse.
So it's hard work.
Yeah, so we'd be on placement, we're not getting paid. So the hours we're spending at placement, we're not getting paid for. So we need something to do on the side. So you'd be busy.
And what's your side hustle, as the Americans say?
Yeah, I do shifts in the hospital as a HCA, so.
And that stands for?
Healthcare assistant.
So all your money goes. Do you ever get a chance to actually, you know, socialise with friends? This is your sister with the donuts here.
Yeah. like, because of my friends, we're all nurses. So we kind of just have to figure out when we'd all be free. So it'd be once every month.
Once every month?
Yeah.
You know, not like when I was young, we would go out midweek and we would have midweek drinking. And back then a pint was €2, or I should say 2 Irish pints. And you could actually go out with €20 and come back with change.
No. We'd be spending €20 on a cocktail. Yeah, it's very expensive to go out in town and stuff. We'd be spending maybe minimum €60 on a meal and a drink. Yeah.
How do you get around the high costs? And do you feel there's a stigma doing something on the cheap?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, I'm 17 and I don't really have a job at the moment. Obviously, I get like pocket money from my parents and all, so it's definitely like difficult. I think, like, especially because no jobs are like hiring younger people right now at the minute, unless obviously like your parents will like refer you to the job. So it's definitely difficult, but like I'm getting there.
She's getting there. Well, she's only 17. She's plenty of time to go yet.
She'll be grand.
Yeah, she'll be grand. The thing is, though, is that if, you know, a friend contacts you and say, let's go for €20 cocktails,
yes,
and you say, no, can we go to the library instead? It comes,
yes,
across as cheap. And then your friend goes, God, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, you know, people do feel that kind of stigma about being cheap. And we all have a friend that's a bit cheap. And hopefully, I'm not that friend, am I?
No, you're not that friend.
I'm glad.
Yes.
But some people just don't have the money. They just technically and physically just don't have it. Here are millennials, or Generation Y, never knew they were called that, born between 81 and 96, and they're between 29 and 44 years old.
I don't think there's a stigma to it. We tend to have friends over at the moment to avoid the cost of kind of going out and eating out. We have other couples or separate friends over, and that's how we kind of get around it. But we do tend to go out a little bit as well.
So special occasions, birthdays, not,
yeah,
just for
birthdays.
Random reasons?
Not so much for random reasons. The cost of babysitting is quite high.
And it could be €50 for a babysitter.
Easily €50 for a babysitter. You're looking at, for a babysitter, €12 to €15 an hour.
And so, then it's the
and the cost
meal.
Of and the meal and the transport and the taxi and everything that goes with it, yeah.
Everything is expensive. We'd go to the park more with the kids than going anywhere else. Keep it low, because kids are expensive as well then.
So you have a young family?
Yeah. Yeah, he's 5 months.
You have a 5-month-year-old. So for you, from a social point of view, you're here with another mum and,
yeah,
you're just going to the shopping centre?
Yeah, just a little stroll around.
And that's, yeah, your socialisation?
Yeah, pretty much.
And could you go to the pub? Could you go out for lunch in a restaurant?
If you're willing to spend at least £50, but
do you have the spare 50?
No, not really. Not with, like, especially like I don't get maternity leave or anything because I wasn't working. I was sick before getting pregnant, so I wouldn't have £50 to just throw on a lunch on a random Tuesday, like.
So how much money do you have to get through a week? Today is a random Monday.
No, my husband works, so we're grand, but I wouldn't go off and spend on a lunch. Like, in the worst case, if we'd go to get something to eat, we'd go to McDonald's, where it's a bit cheaper.
Right, yeah, so that's one way of coping things, getting people to come round. Notions, Henry, says one texter, far from cocktails. Got us through college back in the day, and dinner was a bag of chips on the way home. Not a sit-down meal for €60 for a drink and a dinner, notions. Well, that's... Obviously, students don't do that now, but...
But a bag of chips these days is €4.
Bag of chips. Easily.
I went to the chipper the other day to get a bag of chips. Somehow managed to spend €28. Okay, I did get a pizza, a kebab, and two bags of chips. Oh, and a cheeseburger. But still, €28.
€28. God, that mounts up, doesn't it?
And it adds up.
Had you only gone down for the chips?
I went down from one bag of chips, and then it just snowballed.
Snowballed.
It wasn't all for me.
Okay.
It was for the family.
But they, were they pushing it? When you walked in the door, there was going, this guy's going to, you know.
Well, they had like
you,
amazing.
Have you seen our pizza?
They had food photography. And I'm always caught on food photography. When it looked, the food looks amazing. And I just have to have it. And I have to have it now. Bring back Polaroid photographs like they used to have in Spain and the tourist
like
resorts.
Like when you go on your holidays, pictures of the food.
And it would look terrible. And you think, you know what? I'll skip food.
So you went to speak to John Lowe to give some expert. I assume John Lowe is a rich and meaningful social life.
He has done extremely well. He's a brilliant money doctor. And he was at Oasis. I didn't see him. He was on the Sunday night. I was there on the Saturday.
Oh, on a rager there.
And he used to have a side hustle some years ago to get through inflation in previous years.
Friendflation, yes, I have actually experience of it. I just have to talk to my daughters and I know all about friendflation. Keeping up with their friends, going to weddings, baby showers, you've got the hen parties, the stags, and it's non-stop money the whole time. In fact, it'd be better if you had dispersed all your friends and said, look, I don't want any more friendships. It can be that bad. But they spend a huge, huge amount on maintaining the friendship. But it's obviously worth it. But it costs a lot of money, far more money than not having friends. So you've got to really judge, you know, and prioritize. Sometimes you might decide, I'm not going to go to that wedding. It's just too expensive, especially when it's abroad. You know, my daughter recently went to a wedding in Derry Manor. Weekend cost her over 2,000. So you don't have 2,000 to drop every so often. Certainly, it's a very difficult time for the not just them, but you talk about side hustles. I mean, 30 years ago, I was doing a side hustle. Happened to be the lead singer of a six-piece band called The Heartbeats. And we did quite well. But it was an upfront, legitimate music band that helped supplement my meager bank pay at the time to make it more affordable. But friendflation, absolutely, it's right there.
That was John Lowe of John Lowe and the Heartbeats. Going to funerals, because, you know, weddings, personally, I can take or leave them. I usually go because I have to go. But a good funeral, you can't beat a good funeral. The vibe is always nicer.
I agree. I think
unless it's something really tragic, obviously. But if it's a normal kind of funeral.
If someone's had a really good life and they die of old age, you can't beat an Irish funeral. It's right up there with, what's Ireland good at? We're good at three things. We're good at butter.
Yes.
Horse racing.
Yes.
And funerals.
Okay.
And we are so good at funerals. We are just brilliant at them. Also, they're free. Obviously, someone has to pick up the bill. You don't have to pay for anything. They do amazing soup and sandwiches. All your friends are there.
This is an interesting point you've just hit on there.
Yeah.
Because I have had discussions with people about this. My general experience of going to funerals is, as you said, soup and sandwiches.
Yeah.
But some people do a whole sit-down dinner.
Oh, I'd love the sound of that.
For a funeral.
Beautiful.
That's but in certain parts of the country, that seems to be
like a civil service.
Well, I don't know if it's like they have butlers and stuff, but like, you know, you go to a hotel and everyone gets a dinner kind of thing.
And I think,
why not? You're really pushing the boat out there.
And, you know, someone's got to pay for it. And it could be the person that's just died. It might not be. It might be the family. It could be someone. You get to see all your friends, including your friend who's died, even though that they're dead, but they're still there. Their presence is still there. Here is a lady just back from a funeral.
Are you still hanging out with your friends? Can you afford to?
No. And I'm an old woman.
It's a very personal question. How old are you?
I'm 74.
That's not old. 74 is not old.
Yeah, no, it is old. Nice to see you anyway.
Well, nice to see you too. Tell me this. When was the last time you went out with friends? Are you still meeting them for a tea or a coffee?
Oh, yes, tea and coffee. And, well, I've got a husband and I've got three sons and they take me out quite often. Most of the time I'm in staying and do a little bit of cooking. And
are you making new friends? Are you still hanging out with old friends?
Oh, yes. Actually, I'm just after coming from a funeral at the moment and they're all people that I used to know when I was bringing my granddaughter to school. So I met a load of old friends. Just bad. You don't always meet them and miss it unless it's a funeral.
And the thing is about a funeral, it's awful that your friend died, but incredibly social events.
Unfortunately, it's a social event.
Was it a good funeral?
It was in the crematorium up in Dardistown. It was lovely. Actually, and they're all still there having it. Everybody is meeting up. You usually find at funerals or weddings, it's the place you meet a lot of people. So it was lovely, though. It was lovely. But the lady was, you know, and I've known them from bringing my granddaughter to school and that, so.
But it's sad in a way that, you know, one of the affordable things that we can all do is go to a funeral and see friends.
Yes, of course. And I haven't seen some of them since my granddaughter is now 17. And I haven't seen some of them for the last 6 years, since it's the 6 years she's in secondary. So
there you go. Actually, a texter says, my missus's family do the sit-down meals for funerals. Awful, hate it, way too formal. Go to a pub with some finger food and relax and leave when you want. Yeah, no. I wonder, is it a kind of a I don't know, your wife's family, but is it a kind of a snobby thing, having a sit-down dinner? You know, yeah, you don't have to be seen to be, you know, having to give them a good send-off kind of thing.
The days that, remember, no. The 1990s, everyone used to do these platters in pubs, and it was basically everything was breadcrumbed and deep-fried all together.
Yes.
And then they would serve it up on this big silver platter, and you'd get stuck in. Those were the days of funerals.
Whatever happened to getting pints and crisps? Went out with my brother and his wife in London. They think nothing of dropping 16 to 18 pounds on a cocktail. Mad. The same in Dublin, says Peter. You've a very short list, quick list, Henry, of tips for people if they want to maintain their friendships.
So, yeah, in the capital, a pint is about €9. So just go to the pub and have one pint. Go to friends' houses. End the Ukraine-Russia war to bring down food prices and gas bills. And eat rice.
Okay, all those things
all
are just
those
one of
things,
them.
And you'll keep your friends.
Okay, fantastic stuff. Henry McKean, thanks a million as ever.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.